Hello and welcome to the Lonely Girl Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Gabby Luna, and also welcome to the first Moon Medicine episode of the year. I'll be posting these Moon Medicine episodes on every new moon. So make sure you're subscribed so you can get the notification when there's a new episode. I decided that this year my focus was going to be spirit animals. And I have a few reasons why, and I'll share them with you today. Of course, I'll be using various resources. The Asha Frost book, You Are the Medicine, goes over the spirit animals associated with her tribe. My animal magic book, The Art of Working with Familiars. Today, I'll be using Colette Baron Reed's Spirit Animal Oracle deck. And then finally, I'm also using Denise Lynn's Native Spirit deck. Those are my resources for today. And yeah, let's get started so we can go over these amazing, beautiful spirit animals and what they have and bring for us to learn and how to grow. As you know, the new moon is the perfect time to start something new. It's like fresh new soil to plant a new intention. And as humans, we're in tune with the moon, whether we know it or not. And animals are also in tune with the moon, whether it's a little ladybug, which, by the way, I learned they're actually not bugs. They are beetles. The actual name for a ladybug is ladybird beetle. So whether we are looking at a small insect or a huge, beautiful elephant, all of these animals in their own way are in tune with the moon and the sun. And they are part of the cycle of life and the cycle of the moon. We're all part of it. And that's what I find beautiful and inspiring. Animals are also messengers. They can be messengers for us from spirit. They come to us in the real world, whether it's just an apparition of an animal you haven't seen before or your own pet. And they also show up in our dreams. Again, it can be your own pet showing up in your dreams and maybe protecting you or trying to tell you something. In fact, I've seen the same majestic animal since the beginning of 2024, but I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. First, let's go over the important dates of this month, January. As you know, today, January 11th, is the new moon. The next cycle is on January 17th, and that's the first quarter. The next date is January 25th, and that's the full moon. The next date I have here for the moon cycle is February 2nd, and that is the fourth quarter and in bulk. And then the other two dates I have are January 20th, when the sun enters Aquarius, so Aquarius season. And the last one is January 21st, the Celtic tree month of Rowan begins. And that's also my dad's birthday. So happy birthday, Dad, wherever you are in the stars. So mark your calendars for all these amazing dates. I'll talk more about some of these dates in later episodes. But for now, the first animal I wanted to talk about is the turtle. And that's actually the first one that Asha Frost has assigned for the first moon. And she's not the one assigning them. This is based on her tribe and her own tribe's wisdom and her own research and the stories that she grew up knowing. Even though I use this book so much, I only use small parts of it. I still think that you should purchase this book because it's a great book and it has a lot more information. Her own stories of creation for each moon are something that has been passed down to her from her own tribe. So I don't like to actually share those stories in my podcast because the best way to hear them is to read them yourself or to purchase her book in an audiobook and hear her words and how she puts them. But nonetheless, she did give us information about the turtle. And I'm going to read a little bit about the turtle. This is coming straight from her book, page 7. If you look at a turtle's back, you will see a pattern representing something beautiful. There are 13 moon phases in our 12-month calendar year. From January to December, the extra moon occurs every 2.7 years. When you look at a turtle's shell, the circle of markings that surround the edge of the shell will add up to 28. 28 is equivalent to the number of days from one full moon to the next. The inner circle of the shell has 13 markings, which represent each one of the moon phases of the lunar calendar. So the turtle literally represents on her back the cycles of the moon. It's mind-blowing, amazing. The turtle spirit helps us stay grounded. And like I said, there's a whole story of creation just in this one chapter. I don't know if I've told you, but I actually got this book in my honeymoon in this beautiful Native American store. And this was like one of the only books there. And I remember seeing it and thinking I needed. And I'm never going to forget, like, it was the perfect moment, the perfect time. Turtle spirit is great to help us ground and root us down into the earth, reminding us that we can take our own sacred time and rhythm. Now, here's the spirit message from the Animal Spirit deck by Colette. Slow and steady wins the race. So remembering, keeping your own pace is fine. You don't need to keep up with anyone. But the oracle message says, turtle spirit arrives to remind you that when you do what you need to do, putting one foot in front of the other and trusting that you will see your intentions manifest in perfect timing, your prosperity and love will grow exponentially. Now is not the time to rush around trying to force matters. Move slowly, perhaps even so slowly that it feels like you're almost not moving at all. This may be a time to crawl before walking, taking your time to align with turtle spirits as you contemplate this road you're on, doing what you need to do in this small moment that will soon pass. Turtle spirit reminds you that sometimes the best action is to slow right down. So if it feels as if you're not doing enough, know that simply being aware of what's happening right now may be an important step towards determining whether you need to pivot or simply keep putting one foot in front of the other. True love and true success comes from patience, says Turtle Spirit. Focus on the now, and the next step will be clearer. And then lastly, in the Animal Magic book that I used last week as well, the magical attributes of a turtle or tortoise are patience, long life, and perseverance. Slow down, enjoy life more, allow your ideas time to develop properly. Visualize the shell as a spiritual shield to protect yourself from the negative thoughts of others. Learning to relax and enjoy life, developing new ideas, and psychically protecting yourself. This is so perfect. You always think of a turtle and you think, oh, you know, they're slow and they're beautiful and wise. But I never really thought about how much wisdom they carried on their back. Turtles do live a long, prosperous life and they take their time. And isn't that what we all want? We want to live a long, beautiful life. This information and wisdom from a turtle, it really puts things into perspective for me because I want to do so many things. And I know that everyone, especially in January, we all feel like we need to hit the ground running. New year, new you. All of these things, you know, like people are always trying to lose weight or just better themselves. And who can blame you if that's what you want? Like, that's what I want too. I want to work more on the things that I enjoy. But having the essence of a turtle in this month where we're all trying to move so fast is so beautiful. What a beautiful message, because all we can do is really just keep going one step in front of the other. With me, it's my health. I'm getting allergy treatments for everything that I am allergic to, and all I can do is do one treatment at a time. And I have to tell you, I started in November. I'm going to make a whole episode about this, but just so you know, like I started this in November, and I really didn't, I wasn't 100% sure that I was going to actually be able to eat things that I have felt sick after eating them for so long. Slowly but surely, I see myself, I'm able to eat and drink things that I didn't think I would be able to. There's still a lot of things. I actually am not able to drink coffee right now, which is like one of the biggest tragedies for me because I love coffee. I'm literally recording this episode in my coffee room where it's full of coffee that people gave me and I can't drink it. And I adore coffee so much. But One step at a time, says Turtle. Keep grounded, keep doing the work, and the vision will appear. All right. So what else? I said earlier today that I had inspirations and things. Not only am I inspired by the books that I have and the animals that I live with, my cat and my dog, but I'm also inspired by the animal I lost, Max, our beagle. We lost him in 2022. And after losing him, I remember that same week I was signed up to take this death doula training, which I did complete everything. It helped me a lot personally. After a little bit, I attended some of their webinars to see if I could kind of put more things into perspective. And that's where I found the Association for Pet Loss and Bereavement. And they actually offer a pet loss specialist training, which is sort of like a death doula, but specifically for people who are grieving with pet loss and animal loss. I had already given up on this because you can't just go ahead and take that training. You kind of have to wait until there is, they only train like a certain amount of people, so you kind of have to wait until there's room. And when I first saw it, the next one was coming up, and so I wanted to get in on that one, and it was not available. So I thought, you know what, I don't think that this is ever going to be available to me. So I didn't think so, but as soon as the year started, I received an email and I was told, hey, if you're interested, this is starting. It's 8 weeks and I'm currently on week one. Animals are part of what inspires me so much. I feel like I'm surrounded by them. I have squirrels around my house, beautiful hawks over to the side, and they all just live here in this little ecosystem that we all share. That's our backyards, my backyard and my neighbor's backyard. I'm not going to tease it anymore. I said that I've been seeing one majestic animal since the start of this year. And I know that you may not believe me, but I swear to you, I saw a bald eagle. The first time I saw just the silhouette of it, and it was kind of sitting on a fence post. And I didn't think much of it because I thought it was a hawk. There's always hawks around, but it was way bigger. It was an eagle because it's a little different. Their beak is a little different. Then this last weekend, my husband and I went to walk our dog. There was fresh snow in the ground, and it's this little area that's like a dog park, but it's in the mountains, and you can allow your dogs to be pretty much free range. And as I look up, I just point, oh my God, that's a bald eagle. And yes, we had a majestic bald eagle just soaring above us beautifully, probably looking for food. And it made sense that it was there more than in my neighborhood. But one more sighting. Yesterday morning, I still can't believe it. But yesterday morning, the bald eagle spirit showed itself to me right in front of my house, just flying across the street, basically, like low as our house is, and then flew away into the west. So came from east and flew out towards the west. It was so majestic. I couldn't get the words out. I was just pointing, look, the bird, it's so big. I couldn't get the name of the animal right. I couldn't point to the right direction. It was just so big. My husband didn't see it. I don't know how, because it was so huge. It was one of the biggest birds I've ever seen fly. That's the biggest bird I've ever seen fly in real life. It's amazing. I mean, you see all these animals in all these documentaries, but you never really expect to see them just in their own element. And especially, you never expect to see them in your element. I expect to see them out in the desert or out in the mountains, but not right here, flying so low. Usually they're high, soaring high above us. Yet this eagle chose to come down here and show itself so low. I think it's important. I wanted to share this with everyone who's listening because Eagle Spirit also wanted to be part of January for us. And I say for us because I think Eagle Spirit visited us, not just me, us. All of us who are listening to this podcast, it visited us. It's for you to also know, not just Turtle Spirit, but Eagle Spirit is here to teach us. And of course, I have my trusty deck, and I'm going to tell you what that means. And then I also have my amazing animal magic book. The magical attributes of the bald eagle, or just any eagle actually. Swiftness, strength, courage, wisdom, keen sight, knowledge of magic, the ability to see hidden spiritual truths, seeing the overall pattern in life, rising above the material in search of spiritual direction, connecting with powerful spiritual beings, creating a stronger connection with spirit guides and teachers. And then lastly, I have the Oracle card from the Spirit Animal Oracle deck. The message is, Spirit has your back. Think of the eagles flying high above other birds, soaring on the wind. Eagle spirit has appeared to ask whether you are willing to soar to new heights, even if that means solitude for a short while. Truly, all the wisdom of the world is available to you. When storms flash across the sky, it is eagle spirit that raises above it all, helping you conquer fear and overcome adversity, reminding you that spirit has your back and wants you to experience life to the fullest. At this time, you are meant to know that you have the highest of wisdom and courage within, gifted to you by spirit and all the angels. Boldly build your nest in a lofty space and know that you can fly effortlessly, proudly embodying eagle spirit in all her glory and grace. Claim what is truly yours in divine timing. I think that the spirit of turtle and spirit of eagle are very well aligned. Yes, one is grounding and one tells you to rise above, but they both tell you to take your time and sharpen your vision, whether it is by taking it one step at a time or by rising, by being alone for a while and by leaving all the negativity behind. It's so easy to get caught up in the world's negativity and the wanting for material, you know, riches or whatever it is that we get caught up in, or you or me, everybody gets personally caught up in different things. But both turtle spirit and eagle tell us to persevere in the face of difficulties and basically keep your eye on the prize. Basically, that's all I have to say about these two animal spirits. I also want to encourage you to try to remember your dreams, because you might have spirit animals coming up to you there. I'll give you a few examples. In this last week, I have felt Picasso, who was an old cat of ours, of my mom, come visit me. And I know because he sleeps in a specific place in my legs. And the other day, I could feel two cats on me. So it was my own cat and then another cat that was heavier on my feet. And I just knew it was Picasso. That's how Picasso said hi. And furthermore, he was in my dream. Just real quick, cat spirit says, claim your independence. Another animal I constantly have in my dreams is my dog. He's always there, and my cat. They're both usually in my dreams, and usually there is an animal in my dreams. One particular day, I was having a really bad day and literally on the verge of a meltdown. It's one of those meltdowns that occur when you talk to someone who is very frustrating to you as a person, and they are disappointing because of who they are and how they behave. This frustration has been going on pretty much all my life with this particular person. So after I finished that interaction, I didn't know what to do. I was so frustrated that I couldn't even meditate. And I just started asking, please, please, like praying, please help me get over this. Help me. I don't know what to do, within me listening to a yoga nidra, because I still love listening to yoga nidra meditations. I do it every single day, every morning, and I'll do it in the afternoon too. Anytime that I'm feeling like I need a reset or something, I will definitely use meditation as medicine because it resets you. Try it. There's many yoga nidras. Remember, I have a podcast dedicated specifically to all the meditations I record, and most of them are yoga nidras. And if you are sitting here saying, what is she saying? What is a yoga nidra? And that is a sleep-based meditation where you listen to my voice and you enter a deep state of meditation, yogic sleep. I also have other meditations and visualizations if you're interested. I'll link the Mindful Luna podcast on the show notes, as I always do. But while I was in my sorrow crying and praying, while listening to the meditation, I just all of a sudden started to see with my eyes closed, I started to see and hear galloping, hooves galloping. And as I was standing there in a green field, I felt a beautiful gray white horse pick me up and take me away. In fact, the horse is not that different from the horse that's depicted in the spirit animal oracle deck. And the message for that particular card is, horse spirit, freedom is yours. Truly, I'm not a person that likes to be in fast cars or, you know, that is interested in going fast in any way. I'm more aligned with a turtle. I'm a very slow girl. I remember just feeling so overwhelmed after that conversation that I could feel the horse on my hands and I could feel how fast we were going, and I was not scared. The horse was just there to show me the freedom I had to just literally walk away and to remind me that I had already done that so many years ago. And there was no need to continue to be in this particular situation. I share these experiences with you because I think we all have them. And they're not unique to me. We are all human. We all have connection to the moon, to the plants, to spirit, and to animals. And when we are open, when we have our eyes open and our ears ready to hear, these messages will arrive. They might not show up in the same animals for you. They might show up in different animals, maybe insects. My husband has like strong connection with the bee. So that shows up with him. It shows up in his dreams sometimes. I share these experiences so that you open your eyes if you haven't already, or you listen a little harder. You could just be not paying attention. Life is about paying attention. And there is a lot of help along the way if you just choose to accept the help. But I wanted to finish up with two things. My husband and I pulled two cards from the Native Spirit Oracle deck. So the other Oracle deck I wanted to share is, it's called the Ancestral Oracle of the Celts. Thank you, Linda and Joel, for sending this. This is by Caitlin Matthews, and they actually purchased this in Ireland. This Oracle deck has questions too that help you reflect and journal. So I wanted to share these two cards from Native Spirit and one card from the Ancestral Oracle of the Celts. I feel like these are my roots because lore, I only have like lore of where my family is from. And I like it that way because I choose to just believe that those are my roots. Native American from my father's side and Irish from my father's side. And then also Native in the Mexican area from my mother's side. I don't know what else we have from my mom's side, but those are the roots that I choose to concentrate on. Well, usually always, they're my favorite ones. You wouldn't think I have much Irish in me because I am brown. All right, I'm going to start with Native Spirit. And I will post pictures of all of these cards that I talked about so you can see them. I'll post them on my Instagram. Remember, my Instagram is at the Mindful Luna. The first one is answering the call from Native Spirit. You've been called. If you've been waiting for life to shift, the waiting's over. Your true authentic life is happening. If you've been hoping for a sign, this is it. Right now, your spirit guides, ancestors, and loved ones who have passed on are sending you messages of love and healing. You've been called. And a gateway is opening for communications from these spiritual realms. The next one is Spirit of Air. I actually gave this deck to my husband when I first met him. He was grieving. He had just lost his wife, a widower. I'm going to post a picture of this deck because our beagle at that time bit into this card deck. And now I have this beautiful memory of Max just chewing up this card deck. He left his mark right here. He's like, I will be present no matter what. Yeah, I love this deck. I remember giving it to him because he was so heartbroken. And I truly didn't know where things were going to head when we first met because, you know, grieving his love of many years. And I just didn't know where we were going to be. But he knew. He was sure I wasn't. I was just confused and going with it, but I knew that he was amazing. Okay, spirit of the air, clarity and expansive perception of life is emerging. You're being advised to see life from a higher perspective, just like an eagle. Clear out your mental clutter. Breathe. All is well. Do not be concerned. The cobwebs are being cleared away. Communicate your truth. Take care of details. Pay attention. And don't let things slip through the cracks. That's so perfectly in tune with what we just talked about. Whether it's turtle spirit or eagle spirit, that's what they're telling us to do. Be perfectly in tune with what you are working with and keep working at it. Don't concern yourself with negative thoughts. And if you are concerned with negative thoughts, just listen to last week's episode because I talked all about thoughts and little things that you can do to get rid of those negative thoughts. All right, now let's go to our ancestral oracle of the Celts. The card I pulled was Lady of Lore. Okay. The Lady of Lore is a receiver of all who die and the Queen of Ancestors. As the year closes in the dark evenings descend, there is no growth, only decay, it seems. And yet, something lives on. The gift that Lady of Lore brings is a gift of conclusion. You can end things and make new beginnings. If you're struggling with something like this, conclusions and endings, here are some questions to consider. What is coming up to an end? Or what has come up for you when I mentioned ending? What new opportunities await for you? With health and well-being, consider what healing songs nourish you and cleanse you. What do your dreams tell you? Wow, that's amazing because we're just talking about dreams. So make sure you journal this one. That's a very important question. What healing songs nourish and cleanse you? And then what do your dreams tell you? And then for love and friendship, who stands beside you? Unchanging and true. What roles are being played out here? Great questions, great things to ponder for whatever it is that you're going through or whatever intention you want to set up for this new moon. So many good things. All right, I've shared with you almost everything I wanted to share. Just one more thing. Asha has a beautiful meditation here in this book where she goes over basically creating your own shell and growing the own shell on your back. And it reminded me so much of a breath that I do through my Yoga Nidra training called the So Hum breath. And in fact, that breath was in the last meditation that I posted. So I wanted to combine both breaths and meditation and leave you with a little breath. Now, this is not a full meditation, so I'm just gonna combine her meditation and the So Hum spinal breath. So when you're ready, just take a moment here to relax and close your eyes. If you're driving or operating any machines, just wait, pause it, and do it when you have time to do it, and you're not going to be disturbed. I'm going to start with a little invocation of turtle spirit from the Animal Magic book. Perseverance has the turtle. As he patiently travels along, in his slowness, he misses nothing. For he hears Mother Earth's song. Patience, old wisdom, I'll learn from you. Deep forest secrets and earth magic true. And now from this state, close your eyes and quiet your mind. And take a deep breath. In through your nostrils. And guide your attention from your third eye along the spine and ending at the base of the spine. As you exhale, guide your breath and attention upwards along the spine, the length of the spine, and up to your third eye. Continue with this breath. And as you breathe, bring your attention to your spine and your back and how it feels with each breath, paying attention to your full spine, traveling up and down. Stay focused. Feel the energy flowing. And follow your attention along your spine. As you breathe, allow Turtle Spirit to visit you. Feel the turtle giving you a kiss on your forehead, right on your third eye. Once you receive the kiss of the turtle, allow your breath to keep flowing up and down your spine. And on your next inhale, allowing the energy of the turtle to flow with your energy. Feel your own shell growing on your back. Strong, heavy, grounded. Inhaling down the spine and around your shoulders. Feel your shell. Feel how it calms your nervous system as you breathe. Feel grounded and heavy, a little calmer and more peaceful. As you exhale, sending the breath up from the bottom of the spine, up to the third eye. Feel the stability of the turtle. Feel the energy all over your back, every sensation. Be open to the sensations in your back. As you breathe up and down, experience it. Slow and steady wins the race. Feel the wisdom of the moon and of the turtle and of any other spirit animal that shows up for you. Feel it now. Now let your breath come back to normal. And whenever you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Turtle Spirit is here with you. Whenever you feel unsure, just remember, come back to this breath, breathing along the spine and remembering your shell and your connection to spirit and the moon. That's the moon medicine for this month. Thank you so much for listening, and until the next moon phase, namaste. Thank you.